Chapter 4. The Cross to Bear. Psalms 126. Hebrews 11:8-10. Revelation 3:8-11. The Lord Jesus knew the work he had come to do in this world, and went straight to it. He set his face to go to Jerusalem and Calvary. For this he stopped his miracles and his preaching, and with the word, "Will you also go away?" John 6:66. He went straight on. We also must have as firm a vision as to what we have to do, and then go forth and do it at any price. Our text is 1 Chronicles 13:9-12, "And the oxen stumbled and fell. And David said, How shall I bring the ark of God home to me?" Verse 12. It is a most serious thing when the leader goes wrong. God is very stern about keeping of his word. For example, when Moses struck the rock, he had to bear severe consequences. Also, when he neglected to circumcise his children, we read, God sought to kill him. A strong word, but Moses was ignoring God's covenant, which was a serious thing. Adam virtually committed suicide for the sake of fellowship with Eve. At the beginning of the early church days, Ananias and Sapphira lost their lives for lying. When controversy came to us in Madras on 9th May 1941, and the churches refused to welcome Brother Bhakt Singh because of his uncompromising messages and because he had baptized a few believers, as they reckoned him, not ordained, we did not know what to do. 13th May came, and Brother Bhakt Singh's arrival at Madras Central Station also came. Instead of a welcome crowd, one or two of us went to meet him with gloomy faces, and I carried a banner on which was written, John 16:2. They shall put you off the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. Brother Dorairad said to me, Take him to the retiring room for coffee and tell him all that had happened. I did this, and to my surprise and consternation he said, You should not have done it. With a bleeding heart I said, Well, what would you have done? But he kept silent. Without saying anything more, he began to pray. We had no place for him to stay, but Brother D. Samuel's house was vacant just then. Pastor Vednaigam of Harwoodraw Memorial Church opened the door of his church building for us, and a crowd collected, and Brother Bhakt Singh gave a message. Still, he did not utter a word about separation. Then he left us for the hills, Uttarakhand, very perplexed. I said sadly to Brother Dorairaj, He asked me why you did that. It was like cold water thrown on us. We had been negotiating for a land in Thana Street to build a prayer shed, but we let it fall through. But on the Nilgiris, Brother Bhakt Singh was praying and could get no answer to his prayers. He had some invitations to preach in different places, but as he prayed the heavens were as brass. He could see only our sorrowful faces in Madras all the time coming before him in his prayers, and also the board I had carried as a banner. Madras has closed the door for Brother Bhakt Singh. Then at last he wired to us to come to Kunur. My wife was not well, and I could not do that. So I wrote to tell him that his letter strengthened me much, but on account of my wife's serious sickness requiring hospitalization, I must stay with her in Madras. I had no other alternative but to look to the Lord to lead my step. So, I wrote this letter of explanation to Brother Bhakt Singh and also added, You sense of Almighty God, you decide the next step and we will follow. I had decided to post my resignation from Tucker Church to Brother Christidas the next day. I worded it, I hereby tender my resignation as a protest against a church that shuts its doors to a true servant of God. I am not against you personally, but am against those who have you in bondage. I am praying for the day when you will act according to Isaiah 52, 2, Shake thyself from the dust, arise and sit down, O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. The next day, Monday 19th, my wife wanted me to call for a doctor. On doctor's advice, she was immediately removed to government hospital at 9 a.m. and within 15 minutes she was on her way to her eternal home. I took her body straight back to the house. Then the hard part came, who will bury you? All the Madras Christians said that this bereavement was a punishment for my resignation from the denomination. My brother-in-law shouted at me, You trusted God, where is your God? The Lord said to me, Now you testify, but I could not open my mouth. I called a young brother who was with me in my ministry to sing a song. Which song? He asked. I said to him, Siluvayai nan vidane, I will not leave the cross. I too sang with him, but louder than all, for I was quite beside myself. I prayed in the face of the pastor of my church, Tucker Church, beside the coffin. However, the Lord worked in the heart of the pastor Christidas, who arranged for the burial of my wife. There was at that time a terrible strife between Brother George Rajaratnam and his wife over his resignation from his church, and she drove him out of their house at 10 p.m. and he came at night to my house. Being very late, he slept on the veranda of my house. Yes, it is hard to walk along the way of the cross, rejected by one's loved ones, but the Lord walked that way. It must always be thy way, not mine, O Lord, however dark it be. All left us alone. It was a cruel time. This is the price you have to pay if you follow the Lord. Then the devil came to tempt me. I was saying, is it true, Lord, that you took away my wife as a punishment for my resignation from the church? Lord, until you answer me, I will not eat. If I made a mistake, I must get back. What do you want me to do, Lord? All night I was praying. In the morning a servant of God came to my house and said, Brother Rajmani, I know your grief is much, I won't say much, but last night the Lord gave me word to be passed on to you. It is Ezekiel 24:16. Son of man, behold, I take away from thee the desire of thine eyes with a stroke, yet neither shalt thou mourn, nor weep, neither shall thy tears run down. I said, thank you, brother, and it was God's answer. Then came telegram from Brother Bhakt Singh, I am coming. They had been praying up there in Kunur and could get no answer other than that he should return to Madras. He resisted this for a time, but the Lord was insistent, and so he came, even though he was at the height of his ministry, and there were many open doors all over the country for him. But this happened until he fell flat on his face and said, Lord, I will obey, I will go to Madras. Then peace came to his heart. When he wired to Madras, as he said later, joy again flooded his heart. Brother Dorairad said, let us stop him, because we have no place for him to stay. But Brother Bhakt Singh came, and we got a house for him to stay. On Saturday he said that he was going to Pallavaram for a night prayer on top of a hill, so about 17 of us also went with him. We had our night meal in the school at the foot of the hill. On the way we met snakes and scorpions. We had a dim lantern to guide our way. We began to pray, Lord, what shall we do? Brother Bhakt Singh has been driven back to Madras against his will, so please do not say he came to divide the churches. God sent him there. No man and no quarrel has brought this assembly into being. No one wanted it then. Brother Bhakt Singh was boycotted by the whole city churches. He came unhonored and unsung. Now as he began to pray, a huge and deadly scorpion fell on him and centipedes made him to jump. But he was not stung, then came and snakes one after another. We knew that the powers of darkness were against us, but the Lord was with us. Huge wind blew, the light was put out. In the darkness the insects went away, and we were left in peace. Then the cricketer Mr. Manoharan stopped Brother Bhakt Singh's prayer and said, don't pray, first ask that man, Brother Rajmani, why he was baptized. I had asked Brother Alvin of the Pentecostals to baptize me after my wife died. I felt constrained of God to do so, as I know that the one who had baptized me before was an unbeliever, and I believe that was why God gave me such a strong constraint at that time. He had baptized me at the North Beach on the understanding that it ended there as far as the Pentecostal church was concerned. I did not become a Pentecost. Brother Bhakt Singh and Brother Goswadi had left baptism out of their preaching, thinking it would be a cause of dissension. All were stunned by this interruption. So, Brother Bhakt Singh asked me, why was it? I answered simply, because the Lord told me to do. Then Brother Goswadi said, were you not baptized before? Then I shouted, yes, but if God asked me to do so, I would be baptized even 10,000 times. Then Brother Dorairad shouted, do you know why this brother asked this question? He does not believe in baptism, so you please tell us if it is right or wrong. After that, they prayed until 6 a.m. It was a wonderful prayer meeting. The early morning sun was shining on the city below, and it seemed as if the Lord said, "Go and take the city." Then I retired to a corner to pray on my own. But a brother came and disturbed me, saying, "I think you are right, but show me about baptism from the Word of God." So, I opened my Bible and began to talk to him. When I looked up, I saw many of the brothers had gathered to listen. Brother George Rajaratnam was under much conviction, even beating his chest. And the question came, should we have a baptism service then and there for those who had been convicted about it that night, and were now earnestly desiring to give the testimony of baptism? But we saw in the Word that it should be a testimony to all, and so we decided to postpone it till the next weekend when we could invite our friends and families. Then the following week in the same place, about 16 believers took baptism and also testified to their oneness with the whole body of Christ in laying on of hands, according to Hebrews 6:1 and 2, and 1 Corinthians 2:12-14, and thus this assembly was born.